sector is amongst the worst hit. Essential sectors feeling the brunt for the increased fuel prices in West Nile sub-region. The fuel prices in all the filling stations across the region, including those from the black market, have been increased mainly due to the conflict in Middle East. The resident district commissioner Rua Gofin Gore laments the continued increase in fuel prices, saying it affects health service delivery and puts lives of mothers and children at risk.
If we have a patient now who needs an ambulance, it means that the fuel being used in the ambulance is now beyond the budget that was there in the previous year. That's the impact. It is going to affect our service delivery.
This comes at a time the government declared the month of April as the integrated child health days for provision of comprehensive child-related health services. In Maracha District, the District Health Officer, Dr. Paolo Njubo, decried the increase in fuel prices, citing limited outreaches and mobilization during the integrated child health days. Dr. P.C. Eotaro Oliver, the in-charge Bondo Health Center 4 in Arua District, also acknowledged the challenges faced by the facility in accessing the community and public places like schools during the integrated health days due to the high transport costs associated with the increase in fuel prices. She spoke to Arowan FM about some of the challenges.
Every quarter we are programmed to have outreach. We are supposed to increase the number of outreaches, including school health or moving to the schools. So that means there are more movements, and we know movements are associated with the transport. In this case, it's the fuel. And now that the fuel prices have gone high, then it means that it is a lot of expense. By the time they were planning for this, the crisis had not come yet. But now that the crisis came and the change of the price of fuel occurred when the government had already budgeted, or Ministry of Health had already budgeted, there is nothing much to do except to present them as challenges.
However, Kevin Charity Lenia, the MP elect for Vura constituency, decried the few number of ambulances in the constituency amidst the fuel price hikes.
But now for us in Vura, we have like about only 2 ambulances in Vura. The most important thing is to look for the fuel. But it is our responsibility to lobby with the Ministry of Health. But now when we lobby, we bring the ambulance. So these are the things that we are trying to work on. We shall lobby with the Ministry of Health. It is affecting all over the even districts that are suffering more than us.
Meanwhile, Bernadette Chandia Kodili, the woman MP elect for Moyo District, appeals to the technocrats to prioritize health service delivery in the wake of high fuel prices in the district.
What I'll tell people in office, the technocrats, is health is wealth. Without health, there's nothing. When you don't have a healthy citizenship, there's nothing that you can do. So for me, I would prioritize with a small funds that we have. I know funds are scarce, but with the little funds that we have, let us save a life. We cannot afford to take a life for anything. So in terms of appropriation, whatever meager resources there are, let us gear those resources into saving lives.